Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you to grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Hello. Good to be back in our recording studio tonight.
Yeah, it feels good.
It does.
Feels good.
Feel a little out of practice, but
It's been a little bit.
We're going to make it, as a great man once said. We're going to make it, folks.
We're overcomers.
That's right.
We're overcomers. We're not hanging in there. We're standing on God's promises.
That's right. That's right. Today, we're going to talk about Psalms 34.
Oh, that's a great book.
It is, because it's about Psalm. David.
I should have known.
Who picked this topic?
He did, believe it or not. Well, we are going to read a little bit here, and then we'll just pick up our talk. He says in Psalms 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Amen. Look at, I like how David starts out this psalm.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much through the whole psalm, David is giving out an invitation, and he's I want you to RSVP.
Right.
I want you to join with me in this celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to join me in this time of my life. When you look back at the history of this psalm, according to the theologians that studied this out, they take us back to the time of 1 Samuel, the 21st chapter, really verses 10 through 15, when David was pretending to be a time of insanity in his life as a madman.
Mm-hmm.
And they refer back to this during that time.
Out of fear. Mm-hmm.
And so we can see that David is really here presenting this psalm and saying, hey, I have made a choice to bless the Lord at all times.
Right.
And I like that. Because he said, I want y'all to join with me in that, making that decision, making that choice with me.
Right.
He said, no matter what time of point in your life, bless the Lord at all times.
In all things.
Not just on the mountaintops.
Right.
Not just in the joyful occasions, but even in the very lows of your time.
Your sorrows.
And I think that if you go back and read that back in 1 Samuel, you'll see that was kind of a low in David's life.
Right.
And here he's encouraging us to say, well, you know, just because you're going through a difficult time or hardship, make a choice and choose to, I want to bless the Lord.
Well, you know what I find fascinating about that is look at all the hardships David had been through at different times in his life, you know.
David's life is an open book.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that many, many times. I don't think there's anything that wasn't covered about his life.
Right.
And he emphasizes a lot and encourages us as now his readers and listeners that we can go back and look at David's life and draw from that. And I believe that's what he says. He says, I want you to bless the Lord, which means to extol him and to praise him. He says that his praise shall be continually in my mouth.
Right.
Though no matter what he was facing, he never stopped praising God.
Right.
His relationship was rock solid. We're going to face some time. We're going to go through some valleys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to face some disappointments and difficult life. But if we keep this verse as a top priority in our life, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm going to extol him at all times.
Right.
His praise. So if you're praising his mouth, he said his praise will be in my mouth. That means there's praise in his heart.
Right.
He never lost sight of who God was.
And you can liken him unto Job. Job never stopped trusting in the Lord.
That's it.
Even though he went through hard times, he never stopped trusting in the Lord.
And I believe that's one of the themes of the fabric that runs through this whole psalm. You know, in verse 2, he says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He knew who his source was.
Right.
He knew who was going to provide for him.
Right.
He knew who was going to protect him. And he said, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Right.
So even though there's going to be times of discouragements, you know, you keep rejoicing in the Lord and be glad.
Right.
Knowing that he is on our side, because he said in verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
And then in verse 3, it gives us the invitation. He said, let us exalt his name together. He said, it's not just for me only, but he wants his audience to get involved with him.
Yes. Humble yourself.
Yeah.
Humble yourself, you know, because a lot of times we get full of ourselves, and sometimes we have to just let the Lord let the air out of us sometimes because we need to be praising and magnifying Jehovah all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Walk in that spirit of humility.
Yes.
And sometimes that humility will come because we've been afflicted.
Yes.
You know.
Very true. Very true.
Because we do been afflicted in our trials every day, relationships, whatever may be the case.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be something that will humble us.
You know, if you stop and think about that, you know, if life is going smooth, you know, you tend to pray less. You know, just love you, Lord. I got to go.
Yeah.
But when you hit a hard spot,
God
and you
knows.
Get into grief or get into something deep, who those are you going to call
those
on?
Those afflictions bring sorrow.
Yes.
They bring disappointments.
Yes.
Even failure. You mm-hmm. tie failure in with that, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And those things get our attention. And
they
when
do.
That gets our attention, God said, hey, if that's the only way you will talk to me,
mm-hmm.
if that's the only way that I can get you to talk to me, I'm going to allow some afflictions in your life.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think if you go back, and David said, I will, my praise should be continually in my mouth.
Yes.
David
yes.
said,
he learned the hard way.
I would rather offer praises during the good times than have to come to him during the
yes.
afflicted times. I'd rather talk to God on the good days.
Right. Exactly.
And so, I you know, that's some good stuff right there that we need
really
to
is.
Take to heart. Because if that's the only time we talk to God, then God probably allow more afflictions in our life.
Oh, yeah. This is meat. This is what we really need to understand.
God just wants to have fellowship
he
with
does.
Us.
He does. And he really he really commands it of us.
He does.
You know, he doesn't ask us much.
Hmm.
You know,
really
we
does.
Ask him a whole lot.
A lot.
So, well, verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. 5 says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Reminds me of Moses right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. So when we look at this here, this is powerful because he
mm-hmm.
said he delivered me from all my fears.
Mm-hmm.
There was some time that David was fearful.
Well, if you go back to Samuel.
If you go back to read what we
afraid.
As the point, of, and David went through some trouble. But he knew who his source was.
Right.
He
right.
knew who his protector was. He knew who his deliverer was. Now, when we see this here, we see God coming to our aid.
Mm-hmm.
We see God coming to our rescue.
Right.
But also, there's a part that we have to participate in this.
Right.
Well, go back to 1. I choose to bless the Lord. 2. I'll magnify the Lord. 3. I'm going to seek the Lord. 6 says, this poor man cried. We
mm-hmm.
got to cry out to God. 7, we got to fear him.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a part that it's reciprocating.
Right.
That if we want God to help us, then we've got to be active on our part.
That's very
we
true.
We have to be engaged and involved as well
yes,
here.
Very much so.
To seek the Lord, to desire him, to fear him, to honor him, reverence him.
Right.
To give that utmost respect.
That's very true.
And so, you know, God, you got to help me deliver this. And God said, well, where have you been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've not sought me. You've not blessed me. You've not mm-hmm. exalted me.
I've almost forgot what your voice sounds like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've not cried out to me.
Yes.
Where have you been?
That's so true.
So there's got to be a part here. It's a reciprocating process here. You know, 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear. Thank God for God's protection.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But you got to fear him.
You do.
When you honor him and you respect God with a holy reverence, you can count his angels being there.
Yeah.
It one works with the other. The result is when you fear him, you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
It
goes hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand mm-hmm. here. It delivered him out of all of his troubles, all of his fears. That's good stuff.
Yes.
That's our God. You know, when we start out with God, we're mm-hmm. unfamiliar with him. Let's
mm-hmm.
just say as a new beginner, as a new Christian,
right.
we're unfamiliar with him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know much about him. We know that a preacher got up and preached a salvation message about the cross,
mm-hmm.
about his love, about his... And it was enough to say, I surrender my life and
right.
I want to be saved.
Yes.
So we come to Christ really with limited knowledge.
Right.
But the more we...
Seek.
The more we seek God, mm-hmm. the more we engage with God, the more we become acquainted with
God. And you're going to find him. He said, if you seek me, you will find me.
Right.
So the more we seek him, the more the deeper we get in his word, the closer you're going to become.
Absolutely.
You've got to love and friendship and relationships, those take time. And that's what you're building with him.
And we grow through the difficult times.
That's
we
true.
We grow in the valleys.
Yes.
That's when we really begin to grow, because then it's incomplete.
It is.
It's minimal knowledge, and there's some things we just don't know about God.
That's right.
But when you're going and growing with God.
Right. Oh, that's good. Going and growing.
Yeah. So, and as you go through these difficult times, that's when you really get to know God.
Right.
And you cry out to God, say, Lord, I can't do this on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God said, hey, I got you.
Well, that's why I love verse 8.
Oh, yeah. Come on, read it.
He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
Amen.
But there's so many who won't even try it. They won't even, they've had a bad experience, or they've heard of one. They don't even have had one themselves. And they're afraid to taste and see that God is good. But he is so amazing. And the more I know him, the more I want to know him.
Absolutely.
And I feel like other people will feel the same way if you just try him.
And that's one of the reasons of this podcast is we're sharing Jesus.
Right.
We're sharing what we know to you as listeners, that you'll say, hey, I want to go deeper. I want to get more acquainted with Jehovah. I want to get more acquainted with God, our Adonai.
Right. And if these misfits can do it, I can too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's getting our listeners, our audience engaged and involved into that deeper relationship. But that's what he said. He says it's an invitation to try God.
Right.
That's what David says. It's an invitation. Come. He said, I know that God is faithful. I know that God is good. I know that God is kind. And I know that God's going to be there for you.
Right. Right. And he will.
Absolutely.
I mean, the problem is we get away from God and then we cry out, oh, Lord God, why'd you allow this to happen to me? You got too far out.
Yeah. Well,
you took your guys off of
me. We probably got away from blessing the Lord, magnifying the Lord, seeking the Lord, crying out to God,
praising
him,
worship,
trusting
him.
Mm-hmm. We probably got, like I said, this is a psalm that we have to be engaged.
Well, sometimes we just shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah. We're the ones that drift away.
That's why we have to humble ourselves.
God said, I'll never leave and forsake you.
That's right.
But it's us that drifts away. It's us that gets caught up in the cares.
Yes.
Gets caught up in the cares of the world, and we drift off. We wander away from God. And so, but he says in verse 8, like you already said, but we're blessed when we trust in him.
Yes.
And that's what God wants. He said, trust me.
And that's eternal.
It is.
That's an eternal invitation, so to speak, that he's given us here.
Yep. And it's just giving God glory and honor to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord. Watch this. Ye his saints.
Yes.
He's telling the church.
Yes.
He's telling the church. He's telling his followers. He said, fear the Lord.
Right.
To honor him. Give him a holy respect, a holy awe. He said, for there is no want to them that fear him. There it is again.
Right.
When we honor God, reverence God, have a holy respect for God, there is no want.
And, I think here in this part, when we talk about fearing him, this isn't like your Halloween scary, that type of fear.
No.
I spoke to someone today about this, and it's a fear of disappointing him. It's a fear of being out of his will. Mm. If I feel like I have fallen short and not hit the mark, I don't want him to be disappointed in me. I don't want to hurt other people because I fell short and didn't do what God told me to do.
That's really good.
So
really good.
Keeps you awake at night sometimes.
Yeah.
But number 10 says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Boy, that's a promise right there.
Isn't that a powerful promise?
Yes.
I mean, 9 and 10 goes hand in hand.
Yes.
So the very basic, most important thing that we all need is spiritual nourishment.
Yes.
That's true. We have to have a spiritual promise in our life.
Yes.
Everything else is secondary.
Right.
Food, shelter,
clothing.
Well, he's
a spiritual God. He says, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth, not in flesh.
Yeah.
In spirit and truth.
Right. So when we see this here, he says, number one is we need spiritual salvation.
Right.
We need God in our life. Number one, there is no other.
Right.
There's no, I'm the way, the truth,
there's
and life.
No way out of
so
it.
So he said, I'll provide whatever spiritual need you have.
Right.
Then he says, then I'll take care of you, your physical. I'll take care of your clothing for you. I'll take care of your shelter. I'll take care of your water for you. And, you know, there's some things we've got to, excuse me, there's some things that we got to ask in our life, you know, is this what I'm asking for, what I'm desiring for, is it going to help me?
Right.
And what I'm asking for, desiring, is it going to benefit me at this moment, at this time?
Mm-hmm.
Can I handle it at this time?
Right.
What I'm asking for.
Am I ready for it?
Am I ready for it?
Right.
Yeah. You know,
right.
So, you know, we're saying, but God is telling you, hey, what you need most is spiritual.
Yes.
And I've got you on that one.
That's right.
And then if he sees that we need that, things that we're asking, yes, desiring for, then he said, I'm going to bless you with it.
Like, you can handle it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you.
So, and it comes back to us, what we're talking about. Comes us with growing in the Lord.
Yes.
Growing in that knowledge. We're blessed by him.
It's so important.
You know, the point, bottom line is that we want to know that God is the one who's blessing us.
Yes.
We come with that humble heart. Lord, I can't do this without you. I can't receive this without you. I can't attain this without you. I can't obtain it. I can't attain it without you.
Right. And there's so many, I mean, there's so many scriptures that line up with this.
Yes.
It's not just this Psalms. There's so many scriptures that are so important.
David done a wonderful job, mm-hmm, of pinning this down, of saying it's God who supplies all of our needs.
Yes.
You know.
He does. Yeah, he can do it all. He doesn't need help from any.
Yeah.
Any but other, just, anybody.
He but just look it. At look at 8, 9, and 10. I mean, if, mm-hmm, that don't light your fire.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
It restoked the fire in our lives.
Exactly.
In our heart. Just showing how good God is to us.
Yes.
What kind of his mercy, his kindness,
our
his
new
care,
every morning.
His care.
Yes.
His ultimate care for us. Mm-hmm. You know. Oh my.
Exactly.
It's so wonderful. Verse 11. Come, ye children. Hearken unto me. Watch this. And I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Look at that invitation. He said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
That's right.
The world is such restlessness
right now.
The evil is crashing like waves on the, mm-hmm, sea, and the stirring up the mire and the clay, and there's just a restlessness going on. But in Jesus, there's peace. In Jesus, he's our Prince of Peace. And oh, come to him, people. Come to Christ today and rest and rely upon him and run, mm-hmm, to him and surrender your heart to Jesus. Say, Lord, I want this. I need this peace in my life.
Amen. Absolutely.
Look at this invitation. Come, you children. Hearken unto me. That's what God is telling us right now. That's why we're doing this Messiah's Misfit. Not 2 hours. Say, come to Jesus.
Yes.
Don't wait another moment. Don't wait another day.
Time is so
today,
short.
Today is a day of salvation.
Right.
Seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling, ladies, mm-hmm, and gentlemen. And come to Christ. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit drawing on Shitalabokora Marakai. He's drawing hearts right now and lives that are wandering and hesitant about coming to Christ. Oh, children, listen to this podcast tonight and come to Christ and surrender your heart. Come to Jesus. Come to the Father. I pray the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, that you will, Lord, touch the people that are listening to this audience right now, that you'll draw that strings of their heart. Lord, that you'll minister, Lord, that heart that's weary, the heart that's undone, it's, Lord, the heart that's wayward, Lord, that you'll bring that in, Lord, that they will heed to this urgent call of come unto Christ, come unto Jesus today. Do not tarry, but come to me and surrender. And God is saying this, come right now, and I will accept you where you are. I will accept you where you are. Oh, what a loving Father, what a loving God. And try Jesus and try him, no matter what you've heard or what you haven't heard, but try Jesus today for yourself. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed, but you will see the goodness of God. You will see the kindness of God. You will see his mercy. You will see his grace. It is being forwarded to you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Father, right now for the offer of the unspeakable gift of salvation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for touching heart. Woo, I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit talking to you, sir. I feel the Holy Spirit talking to you right now, ma'am. Oh, don't procrastinate any longer. You're hesitant. You're hesitant. Give in. Surrender. I beg of you. I beg of you right now. Come. Now is the time. Now is the time of salvation. Oh, thank you, Father, for this urgent call. Lord, I pray, I pray, I pray, for the harvest is great, Lord. Yes. Father, bless this word, Lord. Bless this prayer, Lord. Bless this invitation, Lord, as we bless you and give you honor, Lord. Lord, we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, that's with this world being as unrest as it is, your time is growing short. So we want you to get the message to give your life to the Lord.
It's so important. Oh, it's
to
urgent.
Us.
It's urgent.
And don't wait. Don't wait. Don't say I'll do it tomorrow. Don't put it off. Just turn to God and give your life to Him. And you will not regret giving your life to God. I have never once in my life regretted. Amen. Being God's kid.
Well, you see God's goodness.
That's right.
You're seeing it.
He loves us so much.
Oh, my Lord.
You'll never feel love like you will with our Heavenly Father.
How true. How true. My.
Praise God. I think we're going to have to do a part two.
Wow.
This is good. This is really good. And we hope you've been blessed, and we hope you'll come back and listen to part two with us.
Amen.
Because it's going to be good. And I feel that the Lord has a message for you. So just come back.
Yes.
And we want to thank you for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.